Sadly, our mental health community has divided itself into two warring camps. On one side are advocates who believe if we simply had well-funded community services, we could engage people in their own recovery. Problem solved. And I'm sure that's partially true, because we do need better community services. When my son got wraparound services, when he got a psychiatrist who actually listened to him and worked with him to find a medication with few side effects, when he got a great case manager who gave him hope, when he got into supportive housing, when he got job training, he did get better. We know wraparound services help people recover. But Kevin had all of those things when he first became ill. He had a family who loved him. He had friends. He had access to good medical care and the best doctors. He was in college where he was working towards a career, and he had a safe place to live. Yet none of those things, none of them, could keep his illness from robbing him of his sanity. On the other side of the coin are mental health advocates who believe involuntary commitment and forced medications are the solution. How can you help someone if they don't even realize they're sick? That's why you must intervene. It's the only solution. And I'm sure that's partially true. My son's longest period of stability after he first became psychotic was during the 2 years that he was on court-ordered probation, and he was required by a judge to take his medication. That court order is what helped him become stable and helped him recover. But it didn't last. As soon as his 2-year probation ended, he stopped taking his medication and he got sick again. And soon we were on that terrible cycle of forced hospitalizations, followed by him going off his meds and us arguing and him ending up back in the hospital. I realized that no judge is going to keep continuing an order when someone starts to become well. And no one is going to be put on probation forever. So forced hospitalizations were at best temporary band-aids because Kevin was not invested in his own recovery. In the past few years, I've come to believe that this ongoing feuding between us is counterproductive because both viewpoints have valid points. There are times when community services are enough, and there are times when involuntary hospitalization sadly becomes necessary. I believe we have to meet persons where they are in their illnesses. We have to realize that there is no one size fits everyone, because every one of our loved ones is different. And that makes the tools that they need to help them fight these illnesses are different too. So how do we get someone who is sick engaged in their own treatment? Again, this depends on how sick they are. In a moment, I will share with you what worked with Kevin. But first, I want to tell you what Dr. Tom Insel, the former head of the National Institutes of Mental Health, said to me about engagement. Quote, "One of the really tough things about managing an 18-year-old who is becoming psychotic is to get them involved in their own care. What you want to do is to be able to join that person in the world that they are in at the same time that you help identify the healthy part of their function so you can say to them, what is it you are trying to accomplish, and how can we help you get there?" Now, let me repeat part of what he said. Quote, "What you want to do is to be able to join the person in the world that they are in at the same time that you help identify the healthy part of their function. So you can say to them, what is it you are trying to accomplish and how can we help you get there? End quote. So how do we successfully approach someone who is psychotic? How do we join them in their world? How do we identify the healthy part of their function? How do we get them engaged? That, my friends, is the real question.